This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Ngimile phambi kobuso bakho akusho mina kusho okay wave ehamba naye ke of yonke sontaka uzibiza yes guys uzibiza the Zulified Xhosa angazi noma ngizwa kahle he calls himself the Zulified Xhosa of yonke
sawubona
sisi unjani butwa
siyaphila
ngiyaphila awu nkosi yami askisi awu engathi ungalulama ngoba usaphila sibonga inkosi
awu sibonga inkosi sifaka sawukhipha
ayi nkosi yami sawufaka sawukhipha usho njalo kusho mina kusho ovi yonke nansi ingoma la the vocals are killing me the ithi ngimile phambi kobuso bakho the vocals I am a real person
come again
I hear Rupert, but the vocals, no, the vocals, man.
Now the vocals are making you question if I'm real.
I mean, the vocals are making me question, man. This is too good.
No, but I...
MUT Radio listener, sigiyona ge e timeless chat na ge of yonke sontaka ezibiza the Zulified Xhosa man. I just wanna know, my first question. Why do you call yourself the Zulified Xhosa? I mean,
right, so okay, first things first, I'm a car and apple at the registration in a bar and then mostly the lock of some. So, making moving or to move there. The Zulified Xhosa, how did it come about? Right, so, Zulu or Zanel or Yanki is more coming now and it's cross. It's from my paternal side, right? He's coming into an online Obionke, it's more or so back.
Okay.
Right? And then ke ngokudabuka ke madabuka matatiyela khabo baba
okay
bangamaxhosa
bangamaxhosa
yebo indlela engatholakala ngayo ke ngazalelwa ngapha eKZN eMtshengisi and I grew up I was born and bred from Escort and then ke eventually khula kwempilo ngakhona sengithola sengingapha esayitini lakababa so when I then was like if I were to present myself to the world in a very unique way, like unique, if I were to have a nickname,
exactly.
So I thought of celebrating both
tribes.
Both tribes that make me who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And what better way than to say I'm unified but in a Xhosa way. Yeah. And when I looked for that in jail, I'm so sure that I couldn't find it. So I'm like, oh well, it suits perfectly then. Yeah, well.
And it fitted perfectly. And cutting his booze, I'm busy and I'm like, why exactly does he call him the Zulified? If now a book like Njengami, trust me, you know, now I know. Now I'm content. Now I know because I've been asking myself.
You have the answers now.
I have the answers now. Now, walk me through. You're a singer with beautiful vocals. You release EPs. Just walk me through now the creative process behind your debut song. Uba Sekhaya. Just walk me through the creative process, CIO. What does that song actually mean to you?
Okay, so it was a single.
A single, debut single.
Yeah. editing over the sky. Right. So how I went about that song, when I first encountered the instrumental, I came across it on Instagram by a guy, a producer called Jim Marcus, he's from America. And so he just posted a snippet of the beat, right? And then something touched me when I listened to the instrumental, and I just felt like, you know, freestyling to it. And then in me freestyling, I wanted to freestyle something that embodied the feeling of being home. And yes, and so when I eventually received the full beat, I was then given permission to make the full song. Nokuthula okutholayo uma ngabe usekhaya ekhaya lothando, yabo. The little things that make home for you. If it's waking up and making a granny tea and having conversations, then I touch on that as well. But let us appreciate the little things we get to experience ekhaya. So that song is basically about that.
Oh man, I hope now umuntu moyilalela. I mean, I hope you guys feel at home njengoba nami kwenzekile. I mean, it's a beautiful single. Sengilungisile khona ngixabanise nabantu.
Available on SoundCloud.
Lalela, so it's available. Mungakaze kuyilalele. Gijima manje. Ngisamphethela on it. So, mostly your songs, I mean, basically the Inxhosa, Ondumile, your type of song. So now, I just want to know, Guti, how do you actually balance the traditional Xhosa element with the modern style, the Zulu, like Kuhlanga, and how do you actually balance the whole traditional element and the modern music styles?
Okay, so in terms of me balancing indaba yesiXhosa nesiZulu, if you are to notice, in most of my songs I sing in isiZulu, which is the language I am most comfortable in. Yeah, so isiXhosa sona, as much as I'm not as fluent in isiXhosa, but we'll get there. indaba yami sekutheni, whenever I marry these two tribes, in my singing, I incorporate isiZulu, and then when it comes to, maybe let's say we are going to be shooting visuals for Ingoma Yamithi, this is the part where I then would find Guma visuals, I mean, maybe in my accessories, that's when you get to see the tough elements in me. So, and then moving forward in the near future, I do plan on playing around with your cover arts, where I get to celebrate those things about myself within the music I'm going to be making.
Beautiful, man. Hlampe, growing abakhona, hlampe, the big, tell me, bani laba, atu bukela kubona, hlampe, the biggest musical influences abak inspire Shile, umculo wakho ukuthi okay, when you listen to those people, hlampe na ufuna ugiela towards leyo ndlela, and how did they actually inspire uOvi yonke sonsaka lesimbonayo manje?
Okay, so into okhulele ekhaya elinikhonze kakhulu umculo, right? I feel like voice engnayo, funny enough, I'd like to say I take my voice from my granny.
Okay.
My granny had a very soft, a very squeaky voice. So kind of like a man. So then when it comes to the music I listened to when I was young, then they kind of like scandi cool on beach.
Your mfazo mnyama.
Then you have your soul brothers. Gospel. Your Deborah, or Rebecca, or Chaba.
Oh,
I mean, what a Sunday without Ncandweni.
What a Sunday without Ncandweni ekhaya.
Oh, man. You know, and then I got exposed to also other tribes, a gospel, when I used to watch your gospel gold. And I think something that you turned about my father, that I was very open-minded when it comes to Ncandweni. If I found something nice about a song I did not understand, maybe a song sung in Sotho, and I would still listen to it, you know, because sometimes you may not need to understand what is being said. The feeling is more important than anything.
Than the word, yes, exactly. I'm also so glad you touched on to kunengoma of which muyilalela, like you don't understand ukuthi thiwani, but khona into izwa ngaphakathi, you feel something even though because you get people bathi ulalelani because awuyizwa, so why are you listening to that song?
It's the feeling. Yes.
I mean, I always say the some of the songs I listen, they'll be like, I'm like, if you were to just sit down and listen to the feeling, you will actually get a lending kulumangai.
You always find something in music that resonates within you.
But music is a universal language.
Thank you. Full stop.
Full stop. Guessing. Oh my
God.
So I mean, I was browsing through. I mean, when it was your graduate from a DUT, where you were actually studying a visual communication design. Correct me if I'm wrong. So how did ukufunda a visual communication design hlambe influence your approach to music work or artistic expression? Were you a person futhi who loved art? Because I mean, music is also falls under art. So I mean, how did we go from learning visual communication design and just be like, hey, we're doing music?
Hey, man. One thing I do appreciate about being a visual communication design student is that it helped my way of thinking. You know, I am very critical in my thinking. When it comes to Ncandweni, also being a student in that specific course helped me become a very conceptual person, whether I'm a designer or a conceptualizing is always a very, very important aspect when it comes to creating as a creator. So that is how visual communication design has been a huge influence when it comes to Ncandweni. And then in terms of Ncandweni, which is something I'm still looking at moving forward. I mean branding
yourself.
It's something I'm still currently within the works of. When I present myself to the world, how do you guys see me? You move it as a brand and not just a dream of liar. So one important characteristics in our tattoo from Ubaidom Fund or Benzale, of course. And also in the I think also you would find me listening to music while I was working at school. My classmates would tell you, every time you're busy drawing or when you're having drawing lessons, I would always be the guy, whenever we're supposed to draw. At times, we would listen to jazz music. ngimfuthu ukuthi ngithi akangimizi into le list yama artists abeyawafayile khona ngizokwazi ukuthi ngenze research
ngayo.
So I was that student when it came to ukuba umfundi we visual communication design and then ukuhlangana kwayo yonke lento lena nomculo.
Ngikuzwa kahle. Athi I've always athi bengile ngane ehluphuthishe classini. With the music, go. Nami ngisho njalo, so they don't get the wrong idea. Ubemhlupha ngomculo uthisha. Nothing much. Bengayona ingane ehlupha kabi, beyingane ehlupha ngomusic. Ngingane
right.
Ngingane right. Ngingane right mina ngizwa kahle. So sike sathi saya lapha ku YouTube ne. Siyabona, siyakubona laphayana. Usiculela kamnandi. Khona lesiyibonile. Khona lesiyibonile lapha YouTube. Esifuna ukubuza ngakuthi siyidonani. Anginayo ivoice enhle nje mina.
Amanqondo ngakho.
Amanqabunga awu wadla ngizothi bayayazi mina ngizoshigama layi wena uya unembezo uzokushaya ukuthi indaba singayitholile uskiphela nini idi isiqeda ungazwanga ungazwanga ngoba noma ngimcela nomsazo ukwazi ungazwanga noma ngithi bad lakho kukule athi sekulethi kakhulu mina ngimzukile nkosi yami what like I was so intrigued igama nkosi yami take me to egameni
igama lengoma
how did we actually come about that name.
No man, so what happened was that was back when I was still based in Durban, right? And Jingi had sent me a list of beats just to listen to, and then I told me to record on that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I really resonated with Lea Pitara in Tumele, and I didn't know what to think about at first.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like,
she's a nun.
I need to have one. So I'm busy listening to this beat. I'm like, you know what? Let me just try and play around and hear what I can come up with. And then while I'm busy playing around, I'm just like, I think too many steps, man. You know? And then I think about it. After I'm done recording, I'm like, this actually sounds so good, you know. And then I polish it up on my name, and I send it to Jeezy jokingly, so just so I can hear the opinion. Yeah, because hey, look, now I'm going gangala. When I get this feedback, Jeezy, we are color, we are mountain, it's all as a man. People don't know what to expect when they listen to this song. It's so good.
Yo,
bengdlala. Keep it. I love it. We're gonna drop it when our EP is ready.
Mm-hmm.
So from there, yeah, kuna isihlala kanjalo. But the way we put in color, ngokushisa kwase thebuli kahle kahle, and ngangibuyela kulento ukuthi ubini siqeda. Mangabe
kushisa.
Senza sakhula. Ngibe sikhonzile thina yabo.
Cool.
Yeah, that's where it came from.
Okay, like I wanted to be like it's good because obviously in my mind yes as it's good and make sure into nje ezokupolisa siqeda koma nkosi yami siqeda koma uthole sona uhlale phansi kohla kancane ukushisa
Phela konke
mukadu ngazike usuzwile. And if you missed ke nkosi yami lo yami amanqampu ade sinikeza wona, ayikho into engayenza mina nkosi yami, ayikho into engakusiza ngayo. Obuyonke, tell us man, any upcoming collaborations, sample new music club esingaba on the lookout for?
Okay, let me just recap. There's not much of a long list, but there's a list.
There's a list.
As much as I won't be releasing any EP at the moment,
mm-hmm.
running high shell, there is some collaborations I will be part of.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a group called Wave Garden Afro Pretoria. I worked with them on something. We should be dropping sometime in July.
Okay.
And then there's a DJ called Ucuba. He's like very old, like I think he's very reputable within the music space.
During the music space, yes.
Yes, and then there's something I have with DJ Clock that is going to be released soon as well. And then there is a guy called Mbanyez Mashobo. I recently dropped something with him, but there is still more work I'm working with
him. To
be done,
yes.
And then Frank Apollo. He does neo-soul type of vibe, lo-fi. I worked with him. He is going to be releasing June or July. And then I'm going to be dropping a single
night.
Data yet to be confirmed.
Listen, you're a busy man.
You're a busy man.
There's a lot. I heard a lot of droppings. June or July. A lot of droppings. It's not so bad, guys. I know July just started, guys. So, June or July isn't as mad as it all. I'm a sweet of night. So let's say, man, I'm probably something. I'm getting married next week. I'm getting married next week, or I have a event next week, and ngidinga umuntu nje ozopholisa ukushisa kwaseThekwini, and the person I need to of you, so sonzaka. How do I get in touch with you?
There you go. Right. To answer your question, you could always shoot me or drop me a DM on Instagram by looking for the Unified Trotter. I am available on your TikTok as well, by Uzionke Sotaga or the Unified Trotter. And then for email, you could use Sotaga Uzionke @gmail.com, or just give me a second, let me get this right.
Okay.
You can look for Cindy's Room. So cindysroom.gallery@gmail.com. So those are the emails you could utilize with what's coming on that over to this book.
Okay, Gonga Gwazanga. Abgongazanga Uguzo Slampa Bisapis and Gosama Peggy Pen Ne Paper. Can you please repeat the two emails?
Okay, so the first email is mine. Sotaka, Sotaka, Ovyonke@gmail.com. That's the first email. And then the second email is cindyzroom, spelled C-I-N-D-I, room, R-O-O-M, .gallery@gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Alvi. Asazi, get something on Abonangam, send the email and get it. Illo, Adeti, Sampu, we are shot.
You shall be ready.
Thank you so much, man, Obuyonke, for giving us isikhathi sakho yize noma ungaphilanga kahle. I mean, I hope you get better very soon.
And also thank you for considering me for this interview.
Cool, that's what we are about.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.